KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain. We picked up 2/100ths of an inch thus far. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with drizzle or light rain mainly this morning, a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff until sunset this evening in honor of Patriot Day and in memory of those who lost their lives in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Flags will be at half staff at the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex. They'll also be at half staff in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Officials at the Iowa DNR report the water level of Lake Anita here in Cass County will be lowered 5 feet for a seawall replacement project. This may limit access to Lake Anita this fall. The gate will be closed and the lake allowed to refill as construction allows. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources plans to extend the boat ramps to allow for boating access after the drawdown is complete. All other facilities at Lake Anita State Park will remain open. The Creston Police Department reports today a man from Adair County was arrested late Tuesday morning. 51-year-old Jack Howard Davis of Orient was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County felony warrant for a controlled substance violation. Davis was released by the courts to the custody of a state detention facility where he's serving time for another jurisdiction until his next court date. Members of the Cam School District's Board of Education met Monday evening in a short regular session. Superintendent Paul Cron told KJAN News yesterday the board set September 30th as the date for a board workshop with Boyd Jones pertaining to the district's facilities study.
A workshop to discuss initial findings of what they have found in our facility study.
The board also approved paraeducator and other staff contracts.
The contracts for our paras were Anna Amador, Apollo Sharon, Paulino Sharon, Tammy Stephenson, and Jeanette Jorgensen. The extra duties they approved, Brian Fogelman as assistant football coach, and then Amanda Thomas and Candy Swain are sharing the duties of the yearbook. We have a sub-bus driver of Tony Sharon, and then advancement in lanes with Brittany Carwall over her education that she had obtained over the summer.
In other news, the CAM school board approved out-of-state trips for elementary school students.
To go to Omaha for the zoo and I believe the symphony in the spring, and then FFA going to state convention or national convention and their Chicago trip.
And they approved the donation of used MacBook computers to schools in Kenya. And the CAM school board approved facilities activities fundraiser, including the Hog Wild raffle. The raffle for the chance of winning one of the two donated hogs will be processed and ends the Friday night of homecoming. They cost $10 for one ticket, $20 for three tickets, and $100 for 20 tickets. The board approved this CAM Sports' 50-50 fundraiser as well. Well, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center on their agenda is approval of the general education and special education contracts, approval of a resignation of Jennifer Wren, Secretary to the Finance Director and HR Specialist, and approval of contract recommendations or letters of assignment for 17 individuals, and a facilities project liaison position for Bob Sweeney. Superintendent Steve Barber is recommending Sweeney to begin serving in the position, starting with the athletic facilities construction bid opening set for September 26th. The position will pay $22.50 per hour for a total estimated salary of $20,000. Barber said Sweeney brings a wealth of knowledge of our facilities, high school athletics, and current plans of our project, and his detailed organization and communication skills provide the skills and characteristics we're looking for that position. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will discuss the facilities project following an update and discuss a plan for the disposal of obsolete equipment, including a 2003 International School Bus that needs significant repairs in order to operate efficiently, and a 2006 Ford Taurus that's unsafe to operate. The board is expected to act on selling both for scrap metal. Reminder also that September 19th is the last day to file nomination papers with the school district secretary in advance of the November 5th school and city elections. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today for great quality service at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.